Broadcasting live from the Wolf Radio Studios, it's time for the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up now, 800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. Now, John Clay Wolf.
What the hell is this? It's trippy.
It's the Who.
Really?
Sparks.
This fella has been holding a long time. This really isn't my kind of car. It's barely, barely with the miles on it. Craig, you there?
Sure.
An 05 Mazda 3 Sport. Is it a stick or an automatic?
Automatic.
Average rough or clean?
It's definitely rough. Got about 2 grand
from the body. Boy, see, it's just not worth much, man.
Oh.
Let me look at something real quick. These cars are worth $2,000, ready to go, $2,500. It's totaled. I would it's parts. If it's got $2,000 in body damage with those miles on a 03 on a 05 Sport with 135, it's parts.
What I mean, I'm trying to give it a shot.
Okay, sorry. Thanks.
Houston Can Academy.
Stop. See, this is a sponsor.
What
I'm telling you.
What about them?
Well, call them and get them to pay. I'll push their wares.
What are we talking about?
They buy spots all over the place. Bob, if you're that hardcore on them, call them. I'll give you 25% of any of the income that they want to spend.
No, I mean, I don't make anything off. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, let's turn this into a deal.
You get a car that's worth nothing.
You're sitting there doing your deal during the days. Call them and say, hey, y'all buy radio ads all over the place. How would you like to do it? Anything you sell them, I'll give you 25%.
You're just mad because you hate poor, undereducated children.
That's not true.
He's not a hater.
What?
He's a Texan. He's the accidental racist.
And you're cruel to animals.
No.
You're cruel to animals?
It's Uncle Gus is who he's mirroring Uncle Gus.
And old people.
Right.
No idea. You're mean to animals and old people.
No, I'm not.
And somebody educate these children.
What the hell are you talking about? JD, save us.
I cracked myself.
I got
up.
Nothing. I got some funny stories, some things that have happened this week. In Portland, Oregon, lady calls 911 Tuesday morning about 7 o'clock, said she was under attack by a pirate.
What?
It wasn't, wasn't just a normal pirate anyway. It was Conrad Bass. He told officers he had taken LSD, identified himself as the high elf engaged in battle with the evil Morthgroth.
Oh.
Yes, he was taken to a hospital and charged with criminal mischief, but he was dressed completely in the whole
attire. I'm the high elf.
I'm the high elf.
So Morgoth is bad, dude.
But can you imagine calling 911 at 7 o'clock in the morning? I'm being attacked by a, pirate.
The world has just gotten weird. It's just so weird. Everything's so weird. I mean,
proof of it is the debate.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So what?
There's always crazy people, but now they're in politics. I mean, they're potentially in the highest office in the world.
Yeah. Well, you missed it, right, John?
I missed the debate.
I just happened to have it recap in 90 seconds.
Do we
like
really?
To hear it.
Yeah, I love hear that. It.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Nice to be with you, Megan.
Great to have you here.
In this campaign for the last year, Donald Trump has basically mocked everybody with personal attacks.
He referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it. Okay.
Hold on.
I hope you can...
The audience cannot understand when you're talking over each other.
Count to 10, Donald. Breathe.
Lion dead.
Breathe.
When they're done with the yoga, can I answer a question?
You cannot.
He's very flexible, so you never know.
Do you believe in CNN? I mean, I know we're with Fox.
Do you think that Donald Trump is naive about the threat that Vladimir Putin represents?
I'm not biting. Let me just take you around the world, okay?
Back in January, you gave an off-the-record interview to the New York Times.
If tonight you tell the New York Times to release the audio, they will do it.
I have too much respect for that process to say, just release everything. I would not do that.
Okay.
But if, in fact, you went to Manhattan and said, I'm lying to the American people, then the voters have a right to know.
No, you're the liar.
They said that the plaintiffs against you are like the Madoff victims.
This is a civil case, very easy to have settled.
And you know what they got in these courses? Stuff you can pull off of Zillow.
Let's see what happens at the end of a couple of years when this case is over.
We need to learn to respect each other. Megan, let me just ask the voters at home. Is this the debate you want playing out in the general election?
No! No!
Excuse me, bitch.
So embarrassing. It's, so embarrassing.
Why do I dislike Ted Cruz so much?
I don't know what it is about him that's so creepy. I don't know. I inched his way a little bit watching the debate because Rubio's obviously...
Everybody loves him so, man. What I'm saying is not popular because he won Texas.
Yeah, well, he won Texas.
But look at our politics here, though. What does it take to win Texas?
People to like you and vote for you.
Just pretend to be a Christian, and they will vote for you.
So you think that's what he's doing, is pretending, Cruz?
I don't think he's pretending.
Whether he's pretending or not,
that's
what they vote for here.
All right.
Despite any of your platform, despite any of your politics.
Just watching the debate straight up, first of all, what was the last guy, the fourth guy, John somebody?
Kasich.
I mean, I didn't know his name.
Wow.
I want who's that guy on stage? He's the only one that made sense every time he spoke.
You know,
every time.
If I had to choose between him and Hillary, I would choose him.
I would choose him. Yeah. I absolutely would. I would choose him over any of the other three Zumbas that were on
and
stage.
And that's coming from a liberal, okay?
Yeah. That speaks volumes. Yeah.
But then why is he only getting 3%?
Because they're not pumping him up. There's something. They all, like you talked about before, they have their good old boy and they picked him.
Good old boy network.
He wasn't in on that, and they're probably like, damn, we should have picked him.
We should have done him.
Yeah. And I have noticed through emails, because I'm on everybody's, just to try to see what everybody's saying.
Right, right.
I got it. Finally, a conservative site sent a thing, hey, donate to his campaign.
Yeah,
RNC is the first time.
Really?
Yes.
So you think they're grabbing for straws?
They might be, and if it gets to a brokered convention, maybe they put all their marbles on him, which wouldn't be bad.
No, he's
for them.
He spoke, everything he said was, and he was the only one
that
didn't.
He's got experience. I mean,
the thing about Cruz is he speaks. Every time he opens his mouth, he becomes a politician, a preacher.
He's a lawyer.
Like, well, I'll tell you this. He's just got that whole here because you're stupid. I'll dumb it down
every
for you.
Time I see him speak, I hear a preacher slash lawyer speaking to the jury and opening or closing statements.
That's what it is.
That's what bothers me about
it. That's it.
And I don't trust a lot of those guys.
Yeah, that's why it's a lawyer. It's that's that lawyer ba-
I think
speech.
That's his background, though.
Yeah,
that's just his general look, too. You know what he looks like to me? The old Batman villain Scarecrow. Remember him? His face was painted on the outside of a brown sack.
I get old. What was that?
Like Cruz looks like that to me.
That's so dumb.
Well, he's you know
almost like the V for Vendetta guy
from the Munsters.
He's Michael Myers.
That guy. Yeah. The kid from the Munsters.
Yeah, Eddie from Eddie, the.
Yeah. That guy.
Eddie
he looks
from
just
the Munsters,
like
the little kid. Yeah.
And
Ted Cruz
matter.
Looks like Grandpa.
Look shouldn't
it,
matter.
It no, it doesn't. No,
it should. It
does, but it shouldn't. Donald Trump is not an attractive man.
No, but he has touched a different nerve. He's off on the whole, I am great, we'll make it a great. And he's just so
that
boisterous.
Spray tan is bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's so bad. And he puts the little glasses on because you see the white rings around his eyes. It's so bad.
I know.
And his kids, have you seen his kids talk to the news on the side?
No.
They're bots, man.
Are they?
Oh, they are like DNA replicate. They're
really?
Oh.
Well, his son was not happy after the debate because Fox duped Trump to come back. Because you remember last time he didn't want to go against Megan and blah, blah.
Right.
Well, Fox did a whole thing where they're tweeting, hey, maybe everybody should get around
We're
him.
We're buddies.
We're buddies, all that.
Winky
so he's like, okay, it'll be safe. And then they came at him.
Did they ever with the whole Trump university thing?
Oh, it was over. His son was mad. You could tell him. He's like, oh, my God, we just got duped into this.
They talk just like him. I mean, it's just like replay. When you hear Donald's sons talk about it,
he's talking about Trump University. That's got nothing to do with anything.
Well,
I don't know how accurate it is, but his write-up in Rolling Stone, he did an interview. It's been probably 2 months ago. Donald Trump's children were raised correctly, in my opinion. I mean, he raised those boys, man, working on road crews and construction crews.
Bottom up, yeah.
Yeah, carrying water, doing construction, you know.
Hmm.
I mean, and his daughter has got more education than anyone running for office this year, you know.
All right, you want to run the room?
Her legs started her shoes and run all the way up to her body.
Of course, John, there we go.
See, there it is.
John would vote for the daughter. Yeah. All right.
Michael? She got that from her mother.
You had to vote for that today.
I sat on a ski lift with her mom.
Did you?
Well, as far as...
If you had to vote for today, it was
Bernie Sanders.
Sanders? Yeah. Okay. Bobo?
Man, I think I'd go with Sanders.
Really?
Surely over Clinton.
A socialist.
Yeah.
Well,
we're already living socialist.
It kind of depends which Republican you give me.
Okay. Trump.
I don't think Trump is really... a sensible choice at all.
Oh, no. So you would vote for Bernie Sanders over Trump?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. man. But see, I don't think anybody's going to destroy the country. I don't think one man can destroy the country. No. They said that about Bush for 8 years. He didn't destroy the country. He got us in a lot of debt over that second invasion.
Well, I don't deep thoughts as you have, Bob, and you say some really smart things that I'm impressed with. I'm surprised to hear you say you'd vote for Bernie Sanders.
Why?
Because he's a card-carrying socialist publicizing it.
Yeah, but he's not going to be able to get a lot of that stuff through
Congress.
Then why
would you vote for him?
Well,
he's sensible, at least.
Because, I mean, you put Trump in there. What do you got?
A businessman. We'll have a war in 4 years.
Nah, you got a guy that, the Antichrist of Obama, that'll unwind what he'd wound up, and then a real politician will get a hold of it on the next cycle and just be normal again.
Yeah, but see, I like what Obama
I think he's
going to
take
up.
Somebody as stupid, and not stupid, as crazy and active as Trump.
Unconventional.
To get it back heading on the degree that we as a country need it to be.
That makes sense. But he doesn't say how he's going to be able to do it. He doesn't say how he's going to
he
be able to pay
know
for
yet.
It. He said he's going to save $300 million, okay, in Medicare. Mm-hmm. Well, or $300 billion. The total budget for Medicare is $78 billion. So how do you save $300 billion from $78
billion? You just do it. You do it.
That's how you do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to create jobs.
That's what Trump does, though. He just says it.
He just says it. And people go, okay. Yeah.
And I don't hate Trump.
No, I don't either.
I appreciate Trump for what he is
and
what he's done.
You got to appreciate his hustle. I mean, he's making his brand worth billions of dollars.
Absolutely. Right.
He's loving this. If this doesn't work out for him, hey,
who cares?
No problem.
Yeah.
It ain't the end of the world either way.
It'd be funny if he got all the way up to the moment and went, you know what, I was punking you guys. Yeah. I have no intention of this.
Speaking of politics, I got another pig vomit
email
this week.
The boss at a radio station we work for.
The one in Dallas?
Yeah.
The programming Nazi?
Yeah, he got on to me about having that politician on the air last week.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
What did he
say?
You
know you got to give him equal airtime. Well, anyway, my guy lost. It doesn't matter. But I said, I know the regs. I already gave the guy equal airtime, and he's not going to come on our show. Well, you just da-da-da-da-da-da. And, I mean, you know, he was just really
it's equal air, yeah. You got off
if
the other
a,
guy.
If a Hold politician.
On. Let me see that.
There it is right there.
Oh, you got the letter?
John. Caught the show. Nice segment. By the way, your politician friend, don't ever do that again. It brings into play the equal, what is that? Equal time allotment.
Equal time allotment.
And I think he may be a fascist, illegal immigrant.
I don't think he said that. I don't believe he said that. No.
Why is he talking to you
I
like this?
I believe you're making that up.
He's...
By the way, no more Willie Nelson records ever.
that he did say that.
Do you have any Willie Nelson?
I do have
a great show. Thanks, Don.
This is to you, Pig Vomit.
God, here we go.
This is a good song. I got this. Willie Nelson. I had a guy call me wanting to interview me. We've talked about this before on the 90s music scene because I was a bar owner and a concert promoter back
really?
Then.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Did I tell you that Turley? Did I send it to you?
Mm-mm.
And he wants, really focusing on the Red Dirt start origin.
Did you play on a lot of that there?
Yeah, we did all.
Really?
But Ingram and my, Jack Ingram and my, you know, Jack Ingram was buddy of mine at SMU. And when he first started, he did Thursday nights at my venue every Thursday for about 2 years. And we got to be real good friends. And anyway, but this guy's saying that Ingram is the Willie Nelson of that era.
The new
really?
Generation.
And I hear where he's going, and I can't argue with him. Ingram needs a hit is what Ingram needs. Bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's funny about Jack is all the stuff that his real fans love is never made on the radio. But Willie had a weird career like that, too. I mean, Willie's more household name today than he was in 1970, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Willie's been a triple threat, though. I mean, he's done a few movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been all over TV. He's done a lot of, you know, press and award shows and duets with rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of gotten himself out there brand-wise
well,
in a way that most country singers
don't. Well, here he's
jamming
ass to an Allman Brothers track.
Do you know about the new Willie
better
album?
Better than the Allmans, huh?
Do you know about the new Willie album?
No.
I'm not kidding you. Willie sings Gershwin. It's all George Gershwin songs. I'm not kidding, man. You can Google this right now. Willie sings Gershwin. His new album's out, and it's got all the old standards by George Gershwin.
It's gotta suck.
It's gotta be terrible.
No, he does. You know the Stardust album that he did was great.
I've never seen Willie live.
George on My Mind and
I
you
love
know,
that
old
song.
Standards.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
Those are songs that people know.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend lonely nights dreaming.
He's right. It's called Summertime. Willie Nelson sings Gershwin with songs but not for me. Somebody loves somebody. Someone to watch over me. All of them.
Yeah. How old is Willie Nelson? Sure
enough. Summertime. Living is easy.
Willie
sings N.W.A.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
Catfish, you're jumping. The cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. Little baby, don't you cry.
82 years old.
Yeah, Willie Sings Gershwin is the new album. I'm going to pick it up on the way home.
What would it sound like if Dio sang Willie?
Summertime, Willie Nelson sings Gershwin. He's right.
That's...
Came out February 26th.
I'm drowning in a whiskey river.
No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
I don't really think that's appropriate.
Don't let her mimmy talk to me. Really, Whiskey River, don't run dry. Oh,
God.
You're hurting me. I want to change the channel when I'm in the room.
And I want to hear something else.
Yeah, anything else.
No, but I want to hear what John Anderson would sound like doing the same song.
Doing a Willie song?
Yeah.
I'd probably about the same.
I'm drowning in a whiskey river. The 40 miles by, I don't know the words, and the fortunes of his soul. Feeling the amber whiskey rolling through my brain. Hey.
Hey.
A whiskey river, take my mind.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Don't let her memory torture me.
800-800-7234.
800-800-7234. Don't run dry. All I got. Take care of me.
800-800-7234. 800-800-radio. Yes, we will buy your car. John Anderson.
On, Texas
John
Fiddle.
Anderson. John Anderson will buy your car.
That'd be awesome.
Well,
I'll give you 13.9.
13.995.
Trade you for a steel guitar.
Hey. Oh, my God, what time is it?
A new steel guitar and a case of sure gel. Come on.
I think it's time to go to break. I think that's what time it is.
I believe you're right.
Thank goodness.
All right, 800-800-RADIO, 800-800-7234, 800-800-7234. Let's get this gravy train back on the track. We've got 30 minutes left. Give me a call. I'll buy your car. Year, make, model, and miles. Year, make, model, miles. 800-800-RADIO. Call now. I'll take your call to the air, or you can just go to givemethevin.com. My name is John Clay Wolf, and I buy cars on the radio.
To the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now. 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
11:26 a.m. Central Standard Time. Good morning, everybody out there in radio land and the streamy streamers. My name is John Clay Wolf. J.D. Ryan. Mike
yes,
Turley. Bobo.
Yo.
The funny guy.
Streamy streamers.
Streamy streamers, man. 800-800-7234 is how you call in right now. We are live. Of course, we're not dead. This is not pre-recorded. We are here doing our deal Saturday mornings like I'll have been doing for 10 years come June 15th. I
really?
Think. Right around Juneteenth. Yeah.
Buying cars on the radio.
Since I remember how 06. It started. I remember exactly how it started. I remember the first time we got on the air on the Outlaw, 94.9 The Outlaw, Wichita Falls, Texas. And Scotty Preston was my co-host. They gave me a co-host.
Yeah.
I got rid of him pretty quick.
It was time for Top Gear. Here's John Clay Wolf. I'm Scotty Preston.
Right.
That's how he sounded?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Got that pukey 50s.
Sounds like Christopher Walken.
I'm Scotty Preston.
How you doing? Hey, yo, Christopher Walken.
You know, my niece has egged me to do a Walken impersonation, and I can't quite do it, but she loves it when I try.
That was good. Well, you just did. Was almost.
Yeah, that was pretty much
I wasn't trying to do Walken.
I know. That's why it was funny.
Y'all can call in and at 800-800-RADIO, and I'll buy your car over there. That's the backbone fundamental of this show. Over the years, I must admit, it has gotten completely off the rails. I mean, it has slowly
enjoyably
morphed.
Enjoyably so, though.
So do you have the first show? Was it just you pounding the pavement for calls?
No. When I open the phones up the first time to call me and I'll bid your car, it just bloop.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just
it's a nice enough show.
There it is. Bad.
You've got
that's
the right
good,
hair.
Dude. In the comments.
For breakfast, I'd rather have bacon and eggs.
So
bacon
tell,
and eggs.
Tell, is he dead?
No, he's still alive.
I thought he did the choke down deal. Oh, that was the guy from Kill Bill.
That was David Carradine.
Yes.
Oh. Choke down deal.
You know when you choke down when you're playing and having fun. Auto asphyxiation.
Choke down. Full on Robin Williams.
What's auto asphyxiation? Did Robin Williams
do
it that way?
No, he did not.
No, but he halfway did.
What, his pants only at his knees, not his ankles?
Right.
God, really?
Okay, skip that.
It's like Ben Stiller said, never go for the full Carradine, you know.
Oh, my God.
Y'all were talking earlier about Donald Trump and Marco Rubio went to a comedy club?
Well, you've paid attention how they've been going back and forth. Oh, yeah. Like, for instance, yeah, sure. This is Rubio burning Trump here.
He doesn't sweat because his pores are clogged from the spray tan that he uses.
But up.
He's always calling me Little Marco.
Hey,
and I'll admit, the guy, he's taller than me. He's like 6'2", which is why I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". Have you seen his hands? And you know what they say about men with small hands?
Is that a clap pre an audience?
You can't trust them. You can't trust them.
Well, the pregnant pause there. And then, of course, you know, Trump's famous response back to him.
As far as, and I have to say this,
You know.
He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small.
Oh.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
I guarantee. George Zimmerman, I guarantee the Men's Warehouse. Two for one.
Right, they were almost polished. They were almost too funny. It's like they're practicing.
They were.
SMU, George Zimmerman comes to talk to the people who wanted to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And a kid, he took questions from the audience when we were in school. Mm-hmm. George Zimmerman from the Men's Warehouse.
Yeah.
Kid raises his hand. It's for real.
Okay.
This is for real. Yes, son. What's your name? You know, my name's Scotty White. Yeah. What's your question? I want to know how to become a millionaire quick as soon as I get out of college. He said, marry my ex-wife.
Boom.
That's pretty good. He's a very Donald Trump kind of delivery guy.
Yeah.
So what was the deal about Marco and...
Well, they're apparently to raise funds.
They going on tour?
Yes.
At the Improv?
At the Improv. A little comedy tour they got going on. Yes. In fact, we got a little audio from him.
Is there a Houston stay? Is there a Houston stop?
So I don't know yet. We'll see.
Donald
how it goes.
Trump
yeah,
and
is.
Marco Rubio at the Improv,
right.
Doing a doubleheader.
Houston Improv.
They're starting on the Improv. Okay.
Yep.
First of all, even if Donald wins, don't worry. It's not the end of the world. You know how much damage someone with a micro penis can do.
Oh, jeez. No.
That's supposed to be Marco?
That was it. That was Marco.
And that's the whole deal?
We don't know. We lost our producer's dead in the lake.
See, there was music and sound effects and all kinds of cool stuff that goes with this, but our computer is frozen.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I wouldn't have taken you down that road if I knew you froze up, dog.
The computer just died on us. It was going to be so funny.
All right, well, screw all that. And when your computer's back up, we'll do it again, but you can call in now. You're frozen. Turley's frozen.
At home. Laugh
so
loud.
we're gonna do this just like I used to do in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Let's
in 2005.
We're going over live.
Y'all just call in and I'll bid your car over
live.
The air. 800-800-RADIO. 800-800-RADIO. 800-800-7234. I've been on the air since 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
I'm out of BS. So I can do nothing else but bid cars. That's the one thing I can do in my sleep.
You can do that.
I don't bid them, I buy them. I'll bid them to buy them. If you call in now, give me your make, model, miles.
Oh, hey.
There we
go.
Finally.
I will buy your car. And she'll screen you up and put you on my queue, and I'll take your call to the air. Now, while y'all are calling in, getting loaded in the system, y'all do this. Oh, it doesn't work again? Somebody tell me something.
Go
somebody.
Ahead.
Because Trump, listen, Donald, in a head-to-head, Hillary's still packing more heat than Trump is. What's with the little delay, you people? You people asleep here? Listen to the Cuban when he talks. Respect the Cuban. Donald Trump should never rag on illegal immigrants. He's had an undocumented worker living on his head for the past 2 decades.
Ah, there we go. Jay Leno.
Small. Smaller than small.
No.
I don't think Marco's funny.
No, he's not.
Let's see how Donald did.
Do you have Donald bits?
Yeah.
Yeah, Donald's been doing it too. So here's one. How do you fit little Marco's whole family into a shoebox?
I don't know.
Okay, you're going to fit his whole family, Marco's little family, into a shoebox?
Yeah.
Tell him it's a raft.
Oh, I get it.
Cuban,
I get it.
No, I'm kidding you not.
Get off stage.
What's the difference between pick and choose?
What
in this
is?
Business politics, you got to know this. Yeah. To pick is to make a selection. Choose or what Marco's got on his feet. He's wearing his shoes.
Oh, God.
Nice shoes, little Marco. Everybody stand for the Cuban national anthem.
Yeah.
You ready? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. They were on a boat. Here's one of Mexican and Cuban. We'll say little Marco and Lion Ted are riding in a truck. Who's driving?
I don't know who's driving.
Who's driving?
Who's driving?
Immigration Service is driving the truck. Go back to Canada, you big liar. You and your chews.
Can you choose?
Oh, wow.
Is that your full set, Donald?
You and your little tiny chews. Yeah, well, it would have been. I mean, the Marco thing could have been longer.
Marco wasn't very funny.
Not
at all. Donald. I'm going to say Marco was a fail, but Trump was a win.
And Marco's not funny.
Just
in real
like
life
it is in the real
in
election.
The real
world. Vote Trump.
All stand for the Cuban national anthem.
Row, row, row your boat.
Do you get it?
See, yeah, I get it.
That's about boat people.
I get
okay.
Boat people.
Man, that's so bad.
Is that clock right?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
What goes on in an election like this, the way the Republicans have let their own primary go.
Right.
I mean, you start off with 11 guys. It's so unpredictable. They've let it get to this late date. Now they're trying to knock out their front runner, you know. Not their uncontested front runner, but they're just all but uncontested front runner. What do you got on the Democrat side?
Don't know.
You got a socialist. I mean, a self-proclaimed socialist.
Yep, he is.
And in a list of types that Americans will not vote for, socialist is right up there.
Right up there with communists.
Yeah. You know? So you've got a socialist and you've got Hillary.
Yeah.
A lot of people just have this irrational dislike of Hillary, the same way I have an irrational dislike of Cruz.
Right.
Right. A lot of people have an irrational dislike of Obama.
Right.
You know? Just don't trust her, dude.
Hey, there's a breaking news.
What do we
see
got?
See this?
No, what do we got?
The knife does not appear to be connected to O.J. Simpson's
slaying,
sources say. So that knife, you want to tell the story?
Yes. Basically, 13 years ago, this now ex-police officer was given this knife from somebody who found it at O.J.'s old... This is so convoluted. I'm not reading it, obviously. At O.J.'s old home, they found it. Mm-hmm. Gave it to this cop. He holds on to it for 13 years. Then he comes up and goes, oh, by the way, this could be the knife that O.J. did the deed with. Of course, it just happens to be at the time the TV series is on. He's making it worth something.
I found this buried in my backyard.
Who knew?
He's like Joseph Smith and the whole Mormon
I've been
religion.
Hold on to it for 13 years.
So he should have sold it right then before
right.
they did the test and everything.
The test.
Or that's probably what he was trying to do.
Yes.
He was trying to get I read something about he was trying to get it engraved with like the case number.
He was put the case number on it and put it, frame it and everything else and put it up and then
he lost his opportunity now.
Nobody.
So they say this is not connected to the Nicole Brown Simpson case.
Are we surprised?
Okay, here's the deal. Here's something
they
you
never
haven't
did find
about
the knife,
yet,
by the way.
Because I have this kind of mind. It is a knife. It was found on the former O.J. Simpson estate.
Mm-hmm.
What we're missing are victims. As soon as they find them, dude, that knife's going to skyrocket in value.
Okay.
Charlie, are you a Starbucks user?
Yeah, I'll go there.
Do you ever get hit with that pay it forward deal when you pull up?
No.
What's pay it
forward?
Oh,
I hate it when
people
do
you're
that.
Talking about when somebody else gets you something? No,
yeah.
No.
It happens to me all the time.
The person in front of you has paid for yours?
Yeah.
Then you feel the obligation to pay for the guy behind you.
Absolutely. That's what you're supposed to do.
Do you do it?
I've been telling them, hey, save it and give it to the one behind me. Because I keep getting hung. I did it a couple times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll give my credit card. Do it for the next one. And it's like
$15. Boy. The guy behind you is ordering for his whole
office. Yeah, I mean, mine's like $2.65.
Right.
That's what my coffee costs. Okay, well, then you get the next one. One day, I did it twice. One was 15 and one was 28. I'm like,
damn,
I'm out on this pay it forward deal.
$28 at Starbucks.
Yeah.
What have you ordered at Starbucks? Dinner?
That's the bad side of socialism right there.
Yeah.
Deal like that. That's bad. That pay it forward deal.
Does anybody think Bernie Sanders is electable with that? Come on.
No.
I tell you, in this day and age, he really ought to be. He really ought to be. There's nothing terrible to fear there.
Socialism has failed in many, 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 many countries.
Yeah, but this isn't full-on socialism. I mean...
Yeah. All right.
Right. Whatever. Where do you get your water, JD, that you cook and clean with at your house?
Oh, God.
Here we go. God.
I'm just saying, did you dig your own hole?
No.
The municipality where
Bobo!
You live got
Hang
together.
Hang on.
And they clean the
you
water.
You are a redneck at heart.
They
you live in
the water.
Small town Texas. Your dad is the guy at the coffee shop.
And you pay a municipal bill every month, and that's where you get your water. That's socialism.
You're going to vote for Bernie Sanders. I mean, what? Where did your parents bump their head with you? You've told me about how your parents raised you. Wouldn't your dad come down here if he heard you say that and whip your ass?
No.
No.
No, we have great conversations now, man.
Well, it used not to be.
It's awesome. No, it's always been great. I've always been kind of a little upstart.
So if he's not... He's a Tea Partier, right?
Bush,
heavy duty.
Bush Jr. ruined the Republican Party for me. That second invasion of Iraq, bad idea. And now you can tell. Now he's doing very poorly.
All right. Well, look at his brother.
I think they're all fascists, man. They just want me to be just like them. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have that haircut, man.
Your dad doesn't flip out when you tell him you want to be a socialist.
I don't want to be a socialist.
You just said you want to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Well, but he's not a socialist. He's not like...
He's self-proclaimed socialist.
No, he's a democratic socialist.
He's not like Joseph Stalin. He's been a senator for 40 years. I mean, he's inside the democratic system.
Yeah.
You know. So he's not that kind of socialism. If you're scared of a word like socialism, dude, don't even talk politics to me. Okay. Because there's so much in this country that works that is socialist.
I'm not scared of it. It's not electable.
Well, I agree. I don't think he's electable either. He's right up on... High on that list of things that won't be voted for by the
American. He's a Democratic Rubio.
At this time, it's just a shame because he's saying a lot of good things, man, about income inequality, you know? And why can't community college be free? I'm not talking about TCU.
He is.
I'm not talking about SMU. I'm talking about Cook County College up in Gainesville. Why can't that be free? Why can't we, for the richest country in the world, why can't we do that?
Hang on, Turley. I'm going to grab this call. Mark, real quick, 2012 Camaro with 70. Is it a six-cylinder or four?
It's a six-cylinder, John. Hey, you remember you used to have your buddy call Beverly to the stripper stage and I'd do it on her birthday every year?
I do. That's been a while, man.
Yeah, it has. Hey, check it out, man. She's not a stripper, but all strippers buy yellow Camaros, and she went and fucking bought one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, you just dropped an F-bomb on FCC Airways. I think we bumped it out, though. I think we caught it.
Sorry for the F-bomb.
It's okay. It's
I'll
all good, man.
That's what that cocaine does to you.
Hey,
now, listen, what you need to do.
Hang on. I want to buy a car. Okay. Does she want to sell it? Or are you just playing around? Mark, does she want to sell it?
Yeah, she does.
It's a yellow stripper yellow with it black cloth and stick shift?
Yep.
Yeah, it's got to be.
of course.
Does it have hubcaps or wheels?
It's got hubcaps, John.
Do this, because I'd like to see the gal that we've been bringing out on the stage for years.
I will take a picture and email it to you.
Yeah, get her in front of the car and just very provocative. I mean, y'all sound like a party crew, so take it all the way, man. Just take it all.
We're drinking rum and sitting in Galveston looking at the Gulf of Mexico right now.
Go as heavy as you feel comfortable. And I will not judge you, but it will influence my bid on your car. Go to givemethevin.com and send us some photos. And tell Beverly.
No doubt about it.
High five.
If I could get her to take her top off, I'll even send a picture with the VIN.
We would appreciate that.
With the VIN.
Actually, if you could take a pen and write the VIN number across her bosom, then this would get some traction. And we could cut her head off if you want to.
Yeah, we just need the...
This is marketing at its finest.
Yes, yes. If we could have the VIN number running high and low across the Grand Canyon there, that would be awesome. Yeah.
All right, man. I'm going to get her to do it. I'll send you some pictures at givemymyvin.com.
Give me the Vin.com. Thanks, Mark.
That's something to look forward to.
That's a diehard.
He's just
sitting there chilling with us, and he hears us. We're struggling a little bit. We're running out of material. We're getting tired.
Long-time listener, too.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, I'm going to give these guys something to talk about. Yeah.
Hey, guys, here comes Beverly on the main stage. He's coming your way. She's tired. She's hot. She's rummy.
We'll be right back.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
800-800-7234. How much time we got left? 12 minutes.
Yes.
12 minutes left. Call in now if you want me to bid your car. Just go to givemevin.com. Givemethevin.com.
It's time to sell your car right now, right?
Yeah, the market's real high. Market's crazy high. It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. Our bids are as high as they get all year. This is the highest month of the year for the used car market. Every year, it's the same thing. The tax money drives it.
Okay. People getting their tax money and going out to buy new cars. Mm.
Tis the season. It's so relaxed now, though, compared to a few years ago. We used to jam these calls down. I mean, do 100 on Saturday. You remember that?
Well, now we've got the website.
They all go there.
So we've got 100 sitting in the queue on the website, and that's where they're going.
What's the website, Bobbo?
GiveMeTheVin.com.
GiveMeTheVin.com. It's so easy, you can do it in your underwear.
Underwear?
Yes. Or topless, as the lady's going to show us here in a minute. Oh,
you think he's going to come through with that?
I do.
No.
I have faith.
I don't think
this guy's sitting on the Vin. This guy's sitting on the beach in Galveston, man, chilling and drinking with his old lady, and he's listening to us on a little radio next to him. This guy's got a personality.
Yeah, he does.
He's into our gig. He gets our humor.
Yeah, 11 in the morning.
Where did you get your humor, Bob?
Where did I get my humor?
Did you have a grandparent? Because it's not your parents.
My grandfather was a pretty funny guy. This is a guy with a true ironic sense. Did I ever tell you about him?
No.
He was in World War II. He was a mechanic.
Sounds funny to me.
One of the first platoons over in World War II, North Africa, with not Eisenhower, but whoever was in charge there, Patton, crossed to Sicily and Italy and through Austria, Battle of the Bulge, was a mechanic, frontline tank mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Not a scratch. Never got a scratch on him. Came back from the war. Blew his damn leg off in the oil field in 1955.
All right.
Yeah. So he was one-legged all my life. And he wore a big...
You gotta be funny to be one-legged.
He wore a big wooden prosthetic leg, you know. And he had all kinds of tricks. Him and his old friend Trader Jack used to stab that leg and freak us kids out. quit stabbing me, Jack, it hurts. Oh, what's a wooden leg?
He blew his leg off in the oil field after all that war time.
He told us kids, when we always invariably, some cousin that didn't live in town would come, what happened to your leg, Papa? What? How did you lose your leg?
Mm-hmm.
He always tell us kids, he'd say, a bird pecked it off.
God. What?
And then he'd sit and he'd look up at the trees, big pecan trees in his yard back then, and he'd say, and there he is.
Oh, my Lord.
You know,
so that makes sense
you
now.
Kids go take a nap.
And you kind of buy it at the time.
Sure.
You know, you're thinking, wow, there's that bird. I'll bet he hates that bird.
No.
And I've seen him do this before. Wow, he's just sitting out there. I think he's just sitting out here because he hates that bird. The bird that pecked his leg off.
My grandparents are pretty funny.
Are they?
My grandmother was real funny on my dad's side. She was old school, to say the least. All these damn women drivers. She'd be driving and nodding her head when she's driving. And she was real proud of herself.
Sure.
They came from nothing and made something.
Sure.
And she had a Rolls Royce and she drove a Rolls.
Did she really?
Oh, yeah. She got
somebody had money.
She got a new Rolls every 3 years.
Where'd they get the money?
Construction business.
Okay.
And she was just uppity. But country uppity.
Country.
White trash with money.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say that. I'm not going to say white trash, but not as bad as the Clampets.
Country with money.
A little bit. It was city that moved to country, but she's pretty funny about it. Pretty damn funny about it. Always packed heat. Be sitting there watching the cow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I love her.
Back then, be sitting there watching the cowboy game.
I love her.
With her 38 sitting next to her.
Just in case she has to shoot the TV, right?
God bless America.
Who is that driving down the street? Who is that? Because they moved to the country, bought a big ranch.
Right.
And if anybody was on the road, who in the hell is that on my road?
Right, on my road.
So now we've got people. I live in her house. I bought it from my dad.
House, right.
And across the street, they finally sold the land across the street. My grandfather sold it to them, promising, made a deal that they would never build houses.
Okay.
And when they started building houses back in the, like, 80, he put up pigs on a mile worth of frontage. He called a buddy of his that was a pig farmer.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do.
And he put in a couple thousand pigs.
We're going to stop this.
We stopped this, yes. So now I look up, and all the ranch is gone. My dad peed it off and sold it and lost it. And I've got this one section left that was the original place. And across the street, here comes the houses. And, of course, a African-American preacher driving a Corvette. I mean, this is karma for me, right?
Right.
Yeah, I have nothing.
It could be.
Lives. When I'm sitting at my dinner table, I'm looking at this guy's Corvette now.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there. And we're living in the middle of nowhere. And the guy that happens to build a home, like his driveway, if you got my driveway and
used
go straight,
nothing there.
You go into his house.
Used to be nothing there.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he happens to be an African-American man.
Not that it matters.
That is a preacher that drives not a Corvette, but a new Corvette. But he doesn't drive it. He just hides it over there.
Oh.
And that makes it worse.
What do you mean hides it?
You think grandma would be happy?
It's just a weekender.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't show it off to the people, you know, when he's running his other game.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't look too wealthy.
Seriously, right. Though, do you think Gandy would be happy?
Mama drives a CTSV caddy and works for the Corps of Engineers, probably 50 grand a year. Hmm. I don't know. Do I think Grammy would be happy? I think Grammy would have burnt the home down.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. That's not, no.
Do you think she's over there haunting those folks?
Allegedly.
I think that Grammy, it just wouldn't have happened. It just wouldn't have happened. They would have bought all the lots and stopped it. And I feel like a failure that I let this.
Well, no.
You couldn't control it.
It has nothing to do with the black preacher.
No.
No, everybody deserves
it.
Thank you for saying that.
Are there, yes.
Have you guys talked?
The fact that someone
my wife swears that she's in the house. Oh, she's dead.
Oh, you're talking about your Grammy?
No. I mean, have you and the neighbors talked?
Oh yeah, he's a nice guy.
You know, stand out by the driveway and drink beer.
Not drink beer, but yeah. I mean, I've talked to him.
He's a preacher.
He's a preacher.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but he's driving a new Corvette. His wife drives a $60,000 caddy, and he's a preacher.
So?
And that's so against
what
my
a rip-off.
Deal, dude. I hate evangelistic preachers.
You think he is?
Those that take advantage like that.
Maybe he has family money. Who
knows?
He
ain't got no family money. He's got church money. I've been in the used car business too long and seen this racket. At the auction that I used to own in Louisiana, I had an auction for about 3 years, and the reverend, I'm not going to say his name, but he'd come pay with the damn cars. He's a used car dealer, and he's a reverend, and he'd pay with a church check. Come on.
Zero taxes.
People. And if Trump does anything, I hope he gets rid of that clergyman discount BS, because that is such a racket. Them not paying taxes.
Hey, man.
Is that on his platform? I don't remember that.
It needs to be.
Yeah, that would get him a lot of votes, too.
I don't believe Joel Osteen will be happy about that.
It's such a ripoff, though. I remember being really satisfied when I moved to Electra, and I lived across from a black family for the first time in my life. I'm from a fairly racist little town in north central Texas. And it was so gratifying. Old Doug Monroe was my neighbor. Nice guy. He passed away a couple years ago. But, you know, and I got to know somebody I felt diverse. And like, I was really, so you get one and he's a preacher. You can't even drink beer with him.
I think he probably cuss, smoke dope, drink beer, and do shots and go to the whorehouse with him.
Well, then that's okay.
If he's the kind of preacher that would drive around in a Corvette and hide it, and his old lady drives a CTSV, and they're playing Poor Me on the front side of the clergy and then Living Deep.
Feel him out. You got to find out. It's your neighbor.
I already have.
You could be greatly enriched by this.
Well, he's a hustler, Bob.
Well.
I mean, that's, you know.
Allegedly.
Well, I haven't said any names.
I know.
That's
just
JD.
Helping
he just
you, man.
Says it
That's
all the time.
My job now. I just throw that in. In case it ever shows up in court, that word is somewhere near everything we say.
So, Grandma, yeah, I don't think she would be too down.
No.
At all.
Well.
So.
Bless her heart.
She was wrong with a lot of her beliefs anyway.
Yes, I guess. Grandma with a 38. What you're saying about that generation, though, being old-fashioned, I mean, they went through a lot, man, if you think about it. The Depression, World War One, a lot of them. She was probably old enough for World War One, right? Probably
not. I'll never forget, we're down at the construction company, and this is back during two-way radios, before the cell phones. And so all the trucks, you know, we had about 100 trucks. They did, in the fleet, construction rigs, putting in utility services, phone services, and she called, you know, 13, which was base, 13 to 406. I need you to bring your rig into the shop. I need to talk to you in this. Oh, what do you need to talk to me about, Mrs. Wolf? I've got some plans. This is all on the radio. So everybody that has a radio here, well, we've heard that we got a report that your rig is at the, you know, Snoop and Gloop bar or whatever. And they go through this whole deal. He's drunk enough to carry it on the two-way radio. And she said, you just need to bring your truck in here and turn in your keys.
Boy.
And he says, Miss Wolf, am I fired? She said, yes, sir, you're fired. He said, well, I'm going to leave the truck over here at the bar then because I got a hell of a buzz going and I hate to lose it.
Right?
Awesome.
That brand of realism back then.
No point in bringing the truck in.
Those people had a sense of humor, man.
Oh, yeah, back then it had nothing to do with him being drunk. No, you're drunk. Drive the truck back to the office.
Drive the truck.
Nobody wore seatbelts.
No.
Oh, seatbelts.
Yeah. I mean, BMW is shutting down as a brand over airbag inflators.
Right.
And it's not that they don't work. It's that they overinflate and they'll bruise you up. And I'm sure they've killed some people, but so have a lot of things. But
God, Mr.
But to shut
here?
The whole thing down over an airbag, I mean, just put your damn seatbelt on. We made it for a while without airbags last time I checked.
Yeah, we did. And without seatbelts. And without car seats.
Seatbelts for a damn long time.
And car seats.
Do you remember when the seatbelt laws went in and people were like, I'm getting a 3/4-ton truck because you don't have to wear a seatbelt in a 3/4-ton truck.
You don't have to wear it in the back seat.
No. Do you have to wear one in the back seat now?
I don't know. I don't see anybody do it.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Dude, I rode from my hometown all the way to Cuesta, New Mexico. You know where that is?
No.
Between Red River and Taos.
Okay.
Standing on the hump in the back seat of a Chrysler station wagon.
I used to get up in the area behind the seats where the windshield went down in the back.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. You sleep there.
Just get on your knees.
What if they hit something?
You
would be a projectile.
Yeah, you would.
You know, I would have been a projectile.
I don't know what
changed.
Everybody's so uptight.
The government got involved.
Safety.
And you
want to
vote for Bernie
anyway.
Sanders, right?
Yep.
That's totally.
Well, no, I didn't pick Bernie Sanders out of a crowd.
It sounded like it a minute ago.
You just asked if I could vote for him. I mean, I could vote for him, yeah. Over Hillary, probably.
All right. Pulp Fiction music is on. That means we are out.
Out of here.
Oh,
Fucker,
no
out. My name's John Clay Wolf. We will be working downstairs in the buyer's room until 4 o'clock today. So if you want to bid
calling.
On your car, go to GiveMeTheVin.com, and we will email you an offer. We will come to your home, pick it up, give you a check. We'll pay off your payoff. Easiest thing you've ever done in your life. Actually, play them the jingle, Turley, so they know how easy it is on the
how
way out of Gilman.
How easy is it?
We will see you next Saturday.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVin.com. So easy.